Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds here in beautiful Arizona. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Taylor Nelms from Filene.
Here I am. What a coincidence. Thanks so much for having me. Absolutely.
You're welcome. Yeah. So we just kind of wrapped up the conference here, and another one in the books, and another stellar showing by you guys at Filene. You guys put together another great show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, I think when I think about the importance of Big Bright Minds, for me, this is Filene. You get the full breadth of our work, of our mission, of our, you know, programming for credit unions. And so, you know, folks who are able to come and be here for the whole conference, they get to see the full breadth. Yep. That is Filene.
Yeah, indeed. What a dumb question that is. Stand out, Taylor?
Nothing.
No,
I mean, I think...
What stands out for you?
For sure. I mean, I think for me, ultimately, Filene is about three things. It's about research, it's about innovation, and it's about community.
Okay.
And so we got a little bit of that throughout the conference.
A lot of that, I think.
I think core to what we do at Big Bright Minds is share with you the new and forthcoming research from our academic fellows, those folks who are leading our centers of excellence and really helping craft the research agenda in partnership with credit unions to help shape the future of the credit union industry. Yeah. And so, you know, we announced the launch of two new centers of excellence here at this Big Bright Minds, right? Leadership, strategy, and governance. Credit Union of the Future, and we saw the sunset of two centers of excellence on emerging technology and data analytics. And I think what's really fantastic about the life cycle of research is that as we develop those research insights, the idea is we pull those through into our innovation and incubation efforts. So as you can see with the sunsetting centers around emerging technology and Center for Data Analytics, those centers and their insights live on in the work that we're doing through our incubation.
Yeah.
And you saw that on display here at Big Bright Minds as well. So we always have our I3 groups present at Big Bright Minds, an opportunity for credit union professionals to learn how to do innovation, how to foster innovation inside their communities, but do it through learn it by doing. And so we always have I3ers here. That's always a great part of the agenda. And then we were also able to talk through some of the results from our lab testing with a group of credit unions, live testing real solutions that credit unions can use, and also doing some discovery work. A lot of those questions came from the Center for Data Analytics, the Center for Emerging Technology, and so those will continue to get pulled through our incubation efforts. And then finally, I mean, I think most importantly, the reason why we're all here is to be able to learn, question, plan together, right? And that sense of being able to do it collectively as a community is really the... Talked a lot about superpowers at this event.
Yes, we do.
I think the superpower of Filene, be able to do that research and innovation work together in community.
And then propel people to act on that information, I think, is the next step.
Absolutely, yeah, great point. You know, the whole point is to sort of take what we're learning, how we're testing, the relationships that we've built, and move people to action. You know, I said this on stage earlier today, but ultimately Filene's mission, our purpose, is to help credit unions thrive so that they can help their members and communities thrive.
Yeah.
And the way that we do that is by listening. What do credit unions need? And then by crafting solutions, materials, resources, gathering insights, generating new ideas that credit unions can put into practice.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people I talk to here. There's Julie Esser. Hey, Julie. Merry Christmas. We'll see you. Safe travels. I had to say hi to Julie. But
this is one of the best parts about having you here is we're literally, the folks on won't be able to see this, but we're literally right outside the doors.
Oh, yeah.
So folks are coming out. Yeah. They're going back in. Exactly. They're like watching us as we have a conversation. So, yeah, this is a great space, right, to be able to showcase all of the new ideas and new relationships that are being formed here.
That's what I was getting at. Is that I've talked to so many people here about how progressive this event is, how forward-thinking it is, and really kind of again, go back to this ridiculous cliche, but thinking outside the box. We've all talked about that a million times. But truly, it really is. I mean, you're really stepping outside your comfort zone many, many times here.
Yeah.
And really thinking about something. There's so many expanding your horizons, all that type of stuff. But that's what I love about this conference. And it really, for me, it gives me a mindset going into the next year. This is like my fifth Big Bright Mind, something like that. Mm-hmm. But it really sets me up for going into next year and what I'm thinking about, you know, doing interviews and setting up things like that and stuff.
What's going to be kind of on the agenda for 2024.
Exactly, and you guys really addressed that. So
thanks, Mike.
It's a nice transition from the previous year to the upcoming year. Love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that. I mean, I think that really is our goal, especially at Big Bright Minds, is to give people a moment of pause at the end of the year when the year has all, you know, every year is very busy and the end of the year is exceptionally so. To give people a moment to pause, learn together, but also think together, and to be able to look out ahead.
Yeah.
Always our work, we try to balance the questions that we're asking, you know, so that we have questions that are market responsive. What do credit unions need next month, today?
Mm-hmm.
And, market leading to really help shape the future and not just respond to it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think one of the core things about Big Bright Minds, especially and about our body of work overall, is that it has some of that balance, but ultimately the goal really is to give people that opportunity to think together about the future.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of huddles, if you will.
Yeah.
Staying at the tables, going outside the tables out here, or just in the hallways here. A lot of people talking after the sessions, which is what you want. You want people brainstorming.
Yeah.
For sure. And you got a lot of great brainstormers at this conference, for sure.
Well, I mean, I think that's true, too. I mean, you know, there are lots and lots of credit union conferences and lots and lots of financial services conferences.
Yes.
You know this probably better than anyone.
There's a couple out there. Yeah.
There's a couple. You know, I think one of the things that we do differently is we do try to take people outside of, as our CEO Mark Meyer would say, outside the credit union cul-de-sac. We have to be able to bring it back to credit unions, ultimately, so that we understand the unique parts of that industry. But there's real value in being able to look outside of the industry to see what's happening in the world of financial services, and the world overall, and to gather insights from folks who might be thinking about things that are extremely relevant to credit unions, but haven't yet applied it to credit unions. So Filene is that bridge, right, between the credit union industry and academia, other industries, and the world at large. The other thing that I'll say that I think is really special about Big Bright Minds in terms of community and in terms about being able to think about the future and kind of think outside the box, right? We also take you outside of the conference room.
Yes, you do.
So a really special part of Big Bright Minds every year is, you know, we take a half day and we take people on field trips, what we call dayaways.
Yes.
They're really half dayaways, but we take field trips. And the idea is to get people out into the community or bring the community here, right? And have them learn something new.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, Mike. You know, we have them do crazy stuff, right? Like, we take them to horse ranches, or we take them to the U.S.-Mexico border. This time, you know, we took them to an innovation lab where we learned about the human origins and human evolution and what that means for sustainability in the future. We're always doing crazy, outside-the-box kinds of things. And always, 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 we find something useful that we can apply right now, right? So I'll just give you an example from the field trip that I led yesterday. We went over to Arizona State University to the Walton Center for Planetary Health, which is a beautiful new LEED Platinum certified building that incorporates the past into its structure. There's an old native canal from the Hokum peoples that they uncovered during excavation, that they have incorporated into the design of the building. So there's this beautiful canal system now in the middle of the building. And that theme of the importance of the past for the future resonates throughout the building. So you have the extremely important Institute for Human Origins, which is led by Donald Johanson, archaeologist who found the Australopithecus Lucy, right? Like very famous.
Lucy, yeah.
Skeleton Lucy.
Yeah.
There at Arizona State University. But you also have a Starbucks partnership based in the same building focused on sustainability and the future of the planet. In particular, how do we innovate to drive sustainability forward in our architecture, in our community partnerships, in agriculture, in consumption, all of the different, you know, ways that Starbucks in particular touches people's lives.
Yeah.
that combination, I think, is really instructive for a credit union movement mm-hmm. that has historical principles that are still incredibly relevant.
Yeah.
But how do you embed them like that old canal in a new building? Right? So how do you take those old historical principles, make them fresh in a new organization? I think it's a really apt metaphor for how credit unions are trying to stay relevant and differentiate with a value proposition that has such deep
while
historical
sticking to the
purpose.
Roots.
Exactly
of
right.
Of course, yeah. How do you innovate but stick to those roots as well? Yeah, that's quite a balancing act.
Yeah.
So, but I think along with what you guys do and other organizations as well, I think credit unions are well positioned to keep that balance and really, I think, not even keep it, but exceed as well.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunity.
We see
there.
Tons of promise, tons of opportunity for credit unions in 2024. We know that a lot of credit unions are going to be looking to enhance their productivity, become more efficient, and you know, ultimately drive growth and impact by being able to do more with less. And I'll end with this because one of our former fellows, Sekou Burmese, ended with this great metaphor. And so I love this. You know, he says that when we say do more with less, it's often very negative, right? We do more with less resources.
Yeah.
But he's saying, you know, what credit unions talked about throughout this event was being able to do more with less frustration, less friction, less shame, less guilt, less fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
That ability to do more with less, but less bad things, I think is a fantastic way for us to think about how do we tackle our strategy.
I think that's an excellent message to end on, Taylor. Nailed it. Sekou nailed it.
Yes, absolutely. So, borrowing totally from
exactly.
Dr. Burmese. So.
By proxy.
Yes, absolutely. But really excited about, you know, all of the insights that our fellows bring, that our community brings. And Mike, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. It's such an honor to come here every year. It's such a great capper to my year. Again, it's a great, not only a great capper, but again, a great transition from the previous year and going into the next year.
So, great.
Yeah, indeed.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.